won't happen. So, all right, I think we're back. We're getting back. We are back. Okay. Welcome, everyone. It's time for hour two, as I'm balancing so many things. Many of you are doing the same thing, juggling plates to try to survive now. But this whole thing is just really out of control. But it's not. It's completely under control of the international, they call them elite, the globalists. They're doing this, and they're orchestrating it perfectly. The Darien Gap is pumping out at least, apparently, a dozen busloads a day. Maybe more. Maybe two ships a day. I don't know. But it comes right up Highway 1. And Darien Gap, if you missed the last hour, is the 60 miles of incompleted Highway 1, which goes from the U.S. all the way to the tip of South America. You can drive the whole thing. But the highway part of it, which is very well done, apparently, is 60 miles short of being completed. And that's called the gap. So hence Darien Gap. But very important to understand that this is a geopolitical military operation, which may have the appearance of civilian garb, but this is a military operation. These are soldiers. And what are we to look at here? American men and women in uniform, having entered the military, taken the oath to defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, now sent to the border to do what? Their job is to bring in the foreign invaders that are obviously growing in very large numbers for years. And I will say again, there are weapons pre-positioned all over the country in shipping containers. It's too easy. They're just not checked. 1 out of 100 get an open door check at any port of entry. And you and I know that any port of entry customs official can be slipped a couple of grand to look the other way and pick a different container to open and look at. Everyone seems to have a price now, and it's worse than ever. So, okay, we're going to spend this hour in a more of a geopolitical health impact analysis of what's going on here than our normal routine. But we will get to some of our normal coverage, of course. All right, now to the better-looking half of this team, Erica Kahn, who is sitting by in beautiful New England, where no one seems to be affected by the injections.
Yeah, you'd have to look hard to see it.
Yeah, just go up and give them a push and see if they fall over.
Yeah, you know, they're hiding it well.
People do that. It's the herd instinct. It's herd survival. You do not, if you're in a herd, zebras, I don't care what it is, you don't show weakness, or the herd will leave you behind to the predators that follow the herds. So
you know, there is stigma being attached to being a, you know, anti-vaxxer.
Right.
You know, so if you were to say something negative about the vax, like it caused you to have blood clots or cancer, then, you know, you'd be stigmatized, ostracized.
Gosh, gee. All right. We know that a lot of the people coming across the border, and this is never covered, to my knowledge, in any detail or with any kind of professionalism by the mainstream media, Chinese, lots and lots of Chinese are coming across. They are not getting injected, nor are the Latinos getting injected. The Latinos, though, if I were a Chinese, I wouldn't want to be in the same bus with a busload of Latinos coming in. The Latinos, how many diseases do they have? Dozens? I don't know. They're carrying tuberculosis. We know that. They're carrying Hansen's. We know that. God only knows what else they're carrying. These are communicable diseases that have been, and there are stories about this, spread to our children in elementary schools when those kids are put in class with our kids. They spread it. So you watch. Eric has been talking about TB for a long time. It's a big story.
Yeah, it's here, and it is spreading. Some places are testing for it routinely now.
Well, we should also mention, if you test positive for the common variety of TB, it takes between 8 months and a year. Is that right? If you're lucky to be thoroughly treated with antibiotics and cured. It takes a long time.
I think it's more like two years.
Is it?
And yeah. And it's a cocktail of antibiotics. It's not just one.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, these are the people that are coming up here, and that your military and every one of the members of the military engaged in this are behaving and acting right now at the highest level of treason to this country. Sorry, they took an oath, and that's the truth. Now, if this were going on in Russia or China or even India, what do you think would happen? It would be shut down in a second. It never would have been allowed to establish itself as an open lesion where these malignant human beings are just being poured in here. Never happened. Never. If a nation has no enforceable borders, it is not a nation state. And we know now that the international elite don't like nation states. They're trying to tear them all down. And they're doing a pretty good job of it. We'll wait and see. This is target number one. Remember 5-6 years ago when Europe was invaded by millions of Muslims from the Middle East who promptly began raping everything they could get their hands on? And then they brought up the sub-Saharan black Africans who did much the same thing. There was a billboard down there, I forget which country, in Africa, and it showed two or three blacks gang raping a white Swedish blonde woman. And they said, go to Sweden. They will not arrest you. It was a big billboard. So, yeah, millions invaded Europe to dilute it, to weaken it, to make it easier to take these countries down. Same thing going on here.
Sure is.
I hope all of you know this. I'm sure you do, or you wouldn't be listening to this program. As far as the disease aspect of this goes and the health, what do you know what kind of screening these invaders, these soldiers, are getting before they're turned loose in our communities?
No, I don't know. I don't think they're getting any, are they?
Oh, maybe they're getting their blood pressure checked and somebody puts a stethoscope on them. Maybe. I think it's probably about it. We're being invaded. These are soldiers. Sorry. If you don't believe it, fine. I don't care. You're certainly welcome to your opinion. There's no other way to look at this logically, pragmatically, that I can think of. This is war. It's an unfettered invasion of the United States of America being aided and abetted by the O'Biden administration and its handlers and now the American military. Unbelievable. So look for the Darien Gap story, look at the videos, and understand that that may be one of several processing centers. We don't know.
Yeah.
But that's one.
You know, the average person, particularly in this area, has no clue that this is happening. No clue.
And if you tried to tell them, they'd tell you you're crazy.
Yeah. Yep.
That's how far behind.
I've had that conversation with a CNN watcher at one point, and they were adamant that the border was intact, that none of this was actually happening. It was all lies.
Wow. All right, so in the video, and we're going to play it in just a minute. In fact, I'll cue it up and play it now. We're already 15 past. Wow. All right, this is a Greg Reese report about the invasion of these formerly United States of America. So take a listen. And you'll hear Michael Yon in there, the guy who made the videos for the Darien Gap story.
Have you ever seen such a...
Whoops. Hold on. I don't need a chainsaw. Okay, here we go.
Under U.S. Code Title 42, Part G, in Section 265, with the approval of the President, the Surgeon General has the power to prohibit foreign immigration in order to avert the dangerous spread of communicable disease. This was enacted in 1944 and used in March of 2020 when the Trump administration issued a public health order calling for the rapid expulsion of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers to protect against the spread of COVID-19. But the borders remain open, as they have been for years. Millions of people have migrated into the U.S. illegally to cash in on the robbery of America's wealth and the destruction of our society. In April of 2021, we exposed a massive child trafficking operation being operated by the federal government in concert with Catholic charity organizations. In March of 2022, the Biden administration formally exempted unaccompanied children from being deported under the Title 42 policy. Last month, a whistleblower from Operation Artemis...
Okay, now pay attention. This is the punchline.
...testified before Congress that the U.S. government has been acting as middleman in a multi-billion dollar child trafficking black market. Title 42 is set to expire this week, and U.S. immigration facilities are already at 150% capacity. So the tens of thousands of illegal immigrants waiting at the southern border will just have to be taken care of at the expense of the U.S. taxpayer during the biggest financial crisis in U.S. history. If this doesn't make sense to you, then you need to realize that America is under attack. Last weekend, two separate terrorist attacks were carried out in Texas by members of the same prison gang syndicate. And if the U.S. government cared about keeping the peace and the rule of law, then this sort of activity would obviously catalyze stricter border policies. But our government isn't doing that. They are opening the borders while U.S. judges let loose violent criminals because America is under attack. Michael Yawn has been reporting from the Darien province in Panama at a place known as the Darien Gap, where U.S.-funded invasion camp Lajas Blancas has been processing hordes of military-age members of the Communist Chinese Party.
Michael, can you speak more on why you suppose these are spies as opposed to simply economic migrants?
So how are all these people getting these passports? And how are they showing up with wads of cash? They have a lot of money, these Chinese coming through. They take a special route through Darien Gap. They take boat routes, and then they'll walk about 2 days through the jungle through a much safer route. It's still a little bit difficult. But it's nothing like the epic real Darien Gap route through the Mountain of Death. And all, there's actually Montaña de la Muerte, the Mountain of Death. They don't go through any of that stuff. And none of the Chinese women coming through ever report being raped. All sorts of women are raped, young and old and children and everything else. But not the Chinese.
If this doesn't make sense to you, then you need to realize that America is under attack. In the book Unrestricted Warfare, senior military advisors of the Communist Chinese wrote that the only way for China to defeat the U.S. is by deploying several levels of unconventional warfare. Direct military confrontation would not succeed. You can call it communism. You can call it globalism. Whatever it is, now has complete control over the U.S. federal government and is waging war against every single American. Life as we know it is quickly coming to an end, and whether you like it or not, the option to do nothing will soon be over. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
The option to do nothing is over. It's past. And that's why I hope all of you can send something to help. Look at William Gein. He's going up there by himself, and he's willing to sleep under an overpass if he has to visit members of Congress and the Senate and hand out Alipac data and documents demanding that no budget ceiling raising go on until the border is shut down and can totally controlled. Not going to happen, but he can make some noise there. Now, that man is putting his life on the line, and the least we can do is help him get there. So let's do that. That's an extraordinary move by him to go there by himself to do this. All right. I hope you understood that. This video will go up, and you'll be able to see it. I don't know what I'll title it yet, but I think I've got it titled something like Open Unrestricted Warfare, America Under Unrestricted Attack. That's what it'll be. So when you look at it, you'd see a lot of video segments of these Chinese, very few females, not a lot. And these guys are all, I'd say, 18 to 25. They're soldiers. The Chinese government is not stupid. They're not going to send over 50 and 60-year-old Chinese men and women and extended families. Well, they're sending over operatives, agents, assets, soldiers. And our soldiers are down there helping them come in. And have been.
It's incredible.
Now, something. And before that, how many decades have they been coming in? We have been so penetrated by Chinese communism, it is not funny. And the Chinese will come over largely far healthier than any of the others from sub-Saharan Africa, for example, from Latin America, certainly. I'm appalled at what I see and what's going on here. Now, we had a video. Oh, I don't know when it was. When was it, kiddo? A couple years ago almost, that CCP video?
Yeah, I think it's a year and a half ago, maybe.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think it was October 2021.
Well, you got a memory that won't quit. It actually remembers my name. Not good to call me George or Bill or Tom. All right. Here's the CCP video. I pulled it up. And all right. It's a split screen. There's six little squares on the right half with people in them, and there's a left half with one guy in it. Okay? He's a Chinese Communist Party member, and this is some kind of a vaccine plan that was leaked. This was certainly released with subtitles. We don't speak Chinese, but I did have it verified that he is saying what the subtitles said. At least that's what my sources told me. So we'll go ahead with this, and no one has ever refuted it. I just want to be sure that I'm stating this as it is. What he said in the video, the guy on the left half of the screen. I'm going to have to go through this a little slowly because it runs quicker than I'm able to pick up the text and read it to you before the next screen pops up. So I'll stop and start it. All right. What the CCP wants the most is to have U.S. troops get vaccinated. Once they get vaccinated, the U.S. military will collapse, and the CCP will triumph. After the U.S. troops are vaccinated, I tell you, the vaccination against the CCP virus will basically be near the end. That's what he calls it, the CCP virus, not the COVID virus, will basically be near the end. When the U.S. elite society is vaccinated, the elite society, well, I think most of the elite part of this society, certainly in government, probably took placebos, but I get what he's saying. He's saying upper middle class, upper class, lower upper class, whatever. When the elite society in the U.S. is vaccinated, because of fear of death and lack of faith, and because those rogue, low-level politicians, opportunists, meant to evade responsibility, especially when the Wall Street Hollywood celebrities the White House and the troops are vaccinated. And boy, did Hollywood get vaccinated. And the military, we know what happened to them. I can assure you, says this Chinese Communist Party member, there will be no vaccination issue. The people who are implementing the vaccination are soon to be finished. Those who are pushing the vaccination behind the scenes will likely have achieved their goals. Vaccination will no longer be pushed, and the antidote will be certainly offered. The antidote will pop up. What is the antidote for? It's not to heal the damage brought by the vaccines. It's to prevent you from transmitting the virus. But we know that the vaccines don't do that. They don't stop transmission at all. So this is a little bit incorrect. Instead of a remedy for the vaccines, those who were vaccinated are sentenced to death. That's what he said. The antidote for the vaccines is still in the hands of the CCP. Since the CCP wants you to die, he's talking about us. How would they offer the antidote to you? And that was the end of it. There was a longer clip where he said there's no way the antidote will ever be given to the Americans anyway. And he said early on, because everyone who's gotten a shot here has a death sentence. Kind of looks like that's the way it's working out.
Yeah, it sure does.
All right, well, there you go. There's a little inside look, allegedly, at the Chinese Communist Party and how they view what's going on here. There is an antidote, according to this guy. Now, is he at top level? I don't know. What we can do now is take supplements to try to minimize some of the side effects and symptomology of these deadly bioweapon injections. And if you're new to the program, Pfizer and Moderna are not the owners of these injection materials. They're bioweapons conceived, created, and then contracted out to Pfizer and Moderna for creation. How many doses? 13 million in the world now from over 20 different companies allegedly putting out a vaccine for this COVID virus that had a 99.99975% survival rate. If nothing was done to treat the infected, nothing. So it was all an exercise in mob psychology, fear-based, all of it, and it worked.
And it's still going on. There are people still taking these shots that for fear that if they don't, they will succumb to this.
50 a day at Rite Aid, where I am, and a Walgreens, you know, in Erica's area, we did the research.
Yeah, it was identical. There was no difference between this side of the country and that side of the country. It was about 50 a day.
Yeah. So it is not slowing down at all. And forgive the repetition if you heard this last hour. I did play it for William. But I'm going to play the lower video on the Darien Gap story, because it has sound, and I believe it's Michael Yon talking. He was down there, and it explains about the buses. And these are state-of-the-art buses, by the way. These are luxury buses. So here you go.
These are the buses heading north to the United States. Six have already left. That's seven that just left. This is eight. They've been going all day, and they go all day and night. That's eight. They're heading north to the United States. That's Highway 1 that they're on. This is bus number 9. We're in Darien Gap right now. Actually, we're in Darien. They just left the Darien Gap. So that's bus number 9. Slow getting out. There's number 10. And 11 is behind it. North to America. Unvetted people. Huge numbers of Chinese. Many people from all over the world. Including sponsors of terrorism. China's been crystal clear that they plan to replace the world with Chinese people. Okay, here's more. They just keep on going. Day and night. The border is not closed. It's a lie that the border is closed down here.
Okay, so there's a little action right on the scene. A dozen busloads full, probably 60 passengers per bus. These are luxury buses. They obviously have bathrooms on board and all that. Probably food. I don't know, but they're big, and they're coming up here. Hundreds of them, I'll bet, all told, around the clock.
Yeah.
And our military, I just cannot believe our soldiers aren't walking off, just walking. Hell with you, I took an oath. I'm not doing this. Lock me up. I took it.
Yeah, it's no different than these doctors giving kill shots. How do you rationalize that in your head? How do you justify it?
The Hippocratic Oath is another one. See, everything is now a mockery. And I'm talking about the legal system and politics, especially. And certainly the mainstream media is a mockery. It's a joke. They're not playing games. And unfortunately, most of the sheep do not know anything about this and don't want to know. Leave me alone. I got my own troubles. You're crazy. Take your conspiracy theories and go to hell. Leave me alone. They don't want to know. So it's their choice. This whole bioweapon injection genocide cull against the Western world was something that was told to me years ago. And it's all happening exactly as I was told. And I didn't believe it when I heard it. I didn't disbelieve it, but I didn't know what to think about it. So I watched and waited. And it's going down. We're going down. And I don't see any way to change it. I don't see one American standing on one street corner with a placard protesting anything. And there's an essay up there in homepage... top area, bottom area, whatever. It's there. You'll find it. Why Americans will not stand up. And I went through and edited a little bit. And it's a little more readable now. It's a very good article. And it explains that Americans have been trained for a long, long time not to protest. They don't. The last time Americans really protested en masse was against the Vietnam War. That's when we still had a little bit of reasonably accurate coverage of what was going on over there. And so many young people were killed in that war, and so many families and friends and relatives were impacted by their deaths or severe injuries that they couldn't hide it. It got out. And so Americans took to the streets, and they played a very large role in stopping the Vietnam War. But nothing since. Did we do anything about Iraq? No. I remember there was one worldwide day of peace. I forget what they called it. Maybe that was what it was. And it was a massive demonstration around the globe. At least 25, 30 million people around the globe went to the streets in their country's capital cities and protested. One day. Never again. And nothing came of it. Because those in control are in control. Look up the definition of control. We are controlled. And when they make their monetary changes here in this country, and it may come quickly, it may come slowly, but it's on the way, you will no longer have the right to keep and maintain control of your money and your finances. They will control it, and they will take it away and shut it down whenever they want to. This could happen in a few months, could happen in a few years, I don't know. But it's on the way. It's called FedNow. That's the common name they're giving it to us. So keep your eye on that. We'll continue to report as well. All right, the bottom line in all this is the formerly United States of America is being disassembled, taken down, and ultimately reconfigured into a vassal state, second, third world, maybe fourth world in some of the big cities. Would you like to be living in a big city in this country? No, not a chance.
Yeah, it's getting ugly.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I just can't wait to see some of these people that are literally oblivious to what's going on, how they're going to react when you know, these people, they're going to start showing up in big numbers.
In their neighborhoods.
Yes, in their neighborhoods. But now, being that most of them have taken these injections, they may be dead and gone by the time things get real bad.
Well, the invaders are not being injected. And when I found out about that several years ago, also 2 years ago anyway, I knew what the game was. I already knew, but that proved it. So
yeah.
There you go. All right. You're going to see this. And again, the mayor of New York is bitching and screaming about these invaders showing up and ruining his city. And so what's he doing? What's his solution? To relocate them into the suburbs where the last vestiges of middle-class America are living. And so those people are furious. Go to Chicago and Lizard Lightfoot, etc. They're screaming about invaders there too. And yet these are hardcore communist Bolsheviks that are doing the screaming. It's kind of ironic.
Anywhere but
in my town. Go somewhere else. God, it's all gone insane. It's crazy.
Yeah. Like a bad movie.
And the Surgeon General could stop this in and of what we've heard.
That's right.
The laws are on. See, the laws are all on the books. We don't need new legislation. We simply need enforcement of the laws that are already extant. We're not getting that. We're never going to get that. All we're going to get is more lies, more control. And boy, when they take the money, that's the end of the line right there. Trust me on that.
Yeah.
Okay. What else do we have here? Let's take a peek. Anything on your desk?
No, I think that's the highlight. We're still waiting on bird flu. You know, once things get crowded and stressful, that's when people begin to succumb to, you know, diseases that they wouldn't ordinarily have an issue with. So, you know, in some of these cities, obviously the hygiene and sanitation is an issue. I'm surprised we haven't had, you know, an outbreak of plague yet.
Right. I'm surprised. We're set up for
bubonic plague.
We're set up for plague. We're set up for cholera. We're set up for all kinds of things. These towns, they're kind of like an unincorporated town, illegal. They're called colonias, and they're full of Latinos, full, hundreds, thousands. And they live in these unincorporated, dirt road, third world communities called colonias. And if there is one in your county sheriffs want nothing to do with it, so they don't go there. And yet they're vibrant little third world communities right in. They're all over the place. Colonias. They're growing. They're spreading. And there's no way to assimilate these people into this culture and not have our culture, what's left of it, destroyed. It's going to be gone soon. And Americans are not going to stand up. I hope I'm proven wrong. I don't see how I could be. There's nothing there. There's always
not enough of them are know what's going on.
No, they're ignorant by design, not their design, but they are in the dark and they don't get it. They just don't. You're right.
No.
So I don't know. I guess maybe they will get it when they go to the supermarket and find out that they're in the minority of all the shoppers.
Well, I think the same is going to happen that has happened with these injections. They're not connecting the dots. They will find some way in their minds to rationalize what's happening, put a positive spin on it.
They go to their screens for escape, Netflix. They go to their phones.
Yeah.
They play video games, or they talk to their new AI best friends. And nah, there's nothing out there that's going to happen. And the controllers knew this long ago. They modeled this thing and gamed it for years. They knew what was going to happen.
I will tell you, some of these people, these flaming libtards, honestly believe that we can absorb the third world that's coming here. They think that, we can spare money and creature comforts and all
well,
that.
We're 31, we're officially $31 trillion in debt to the Zionist Bolshevik bankster cartel. $31 trillion in debt to people who have no right under the Constitution to control our money and lend it to us at interest. That's where the debt came from. They keep loaning us our money. Here, yeah, we'll raise the debt another trillion. No problem. They're going to own this country by default because the debt can't be serviced. All we're paying on it is interest now. We're not paying any principal. All right, William mentioned this. He found it quicker than I did. Michael Yon, born 1964, an American writer and photographer, served in Special Forces in the early 1980s, became a writer in the mid-1990s, focusing on military writing after the invasion of Iraq. Yon has been embedded on numerous occasions with American and British troops in Iraq, et cetera, et cetera. So he's a professional writer. He's the guy who apparently went down there and is in the video that we'll be putting up shortly. Okay. All right. Let's go and take a look at the human. And by the way, Erica is monitoring these platforms, like the shedding platform and social media. They're groups. There's a myocarditis group and a shedding group and a blood clot group and a you name it group. So she usually watches the group that deals with shedding. And again, I wonder if we did a poll, a random poll of people on the street and asked them if shedding was real. I'll bet a significant proportion would say, what do you mean shedding? What are you talking about shedding? They wouldn't even relate it to the COVID issue. Once you told them, is shedding real? I'll bet the great majority of 100 people would not have the tools by which they could answer intelligently. Is shedding real and is it dangerous? So it's quite real.
Most people are very unaware of it.
Very much so. This is a small group, relatively speaking, around 20,000 people. But what I keep hearing from Erica is that many of these people may be new to the group, whatever. There are some shills working the group for sure, but many of the others coming in are just grievously misinformed. They have no idea of what's going on. And they're walking into the group, bless them, trying to find answers. But they are so misinformed and tricked by the lies and the coercion in the mainstream media and in the mainstream alt media. And the same old cast of characters keeps talking about graphene and all the stuff you've heard so many times. I won't even go into it. And they're confused. Understood.
It's sad. Now, La Quinta Columna is now putting out that graphene is now in the any sort of dental injections,
yes.
Novocaine, lidocaine
yes.
that you might get.
Yeah.
Of course, it's in the food, it's in water, it's just everywhere, and it's the big villain here. So that's what people believe, and that's not true. There's no way graphene is doing everything that they are accusing it of doing. And that's even if it's in these vials, and that's debatable.
It is debatable.
Yeah, the alt news platforms that many of these people have access to, and a lot of them are not in, these people are not necessarily in the States, so they're even more limited in what they can find on the internet. But they are largely disinformation, which is sad. So that's why they've all embraced this graphene oxide narrative and the treatment for it.
But they continue to call it magnetic, which is one of the biggest lies.
It's a form of carbon. It's not magnetic. It's not. You can buy graphene or graphene oxide and put a magnet to it, and it's not going to be attracted to that magnet. But what people have done is they've purchased iron filings or this ferrofluid and stuck a magnet to it, and yes, that will move around. It's kind of fun to play with, and they'll tell people that this is graphene. People think that the black inscriptions on their pharmaceutical pills is graphene. It's not. It's iron. But we're dealing with people that don't even know the magnetic properties of common elements.
They have no
idea. So that's why, they're very easily hoodwinked into a, let's just say, an interesting narrative.
I guess it would be important to note that the deliberate destruction of the American educational system has brought us to this moment as well, where now they're talking about in California and one other state at least, proficiency in reading, writing, and arithmetic are no longer necessary to graduate from high school because they're racist. So have fun.
Yeah, we're in big trouble. We are in big trouble.
All right, somebody wrote in and said, when the shooting starts, maybe we should waterboard the Chinese infiltrators and find out all about the antidote and the history behind the entire COVID and the jab. That's an interesting idea. Thank you, Ronald. Okay. We're going to have to do a little bit here. We don't have much time now. This hour goes so fast. All right, let's look at some stories. What do you want to start with?
Oh, you pick.
You pick. Look how she volleyballs it right in my face. You pick.
We can go back to the 8th of May, 2 days ago. We still got something to clean up there. Or
was there anything real hot today that we need to do? Hand shedding? What's this?
Third hand shedding. Yeah. Is that what you? That's kind of lengthy. We probably ought to leave that for another day.
All right. Okay.
Here
is some others. Sick from shedding, sickened by shedding, severe shedding, repeated sickness, shedding sickness from sex. And all of you people out there who are in relationships where you are with a partner who has your opposite vax status, you're in trouble. So is your partner. It's not an okay thing to mix the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. It doesn't work, and it's only killing people and causing terrible problems for both parties. Because the vaxxed party has AIDS. All right, remember that. And the unvaxxed will be bringing all kinds of pathogens around to share. And then you've got the issue of shedding directly, the mRNA and the actual spike. And boy, we've had so much pollen here the last week. I've been sneezing and trying to clear my throat, so forgive me if I sound a little raspy. Okay, May 8th, we got a bunch of smells here. We have shedding symptoms, shedding sickness, shedding due to trauma. Body odor.
Let's do this self-body odor.
Okay.
This is sort of interesting.
Good. All right. First one. What do you all suspect is more likely to be causing the rotten egg smell under my arms? Number one, oven cleaner use without enough ventilation 2 days ago, or getting a massage 3 days ago. Well, the gentleman who wrote that, it's an honest question. He's really reaching with the idea that oven cleaner is going to give him those kinds of odors. I don't know what the massage would be far more likely to be a contributor. You don't want to have people put their hands on you anymore. You don't. If you want to stay healthy, no more massages, no more hands-on. I wouldn't even go to a hairdresser, beautician, whatever they call them now. Not a chance. Don't shake hands with people. Wear a mask when you're around other people. It's really a prudent thing to do. And the answer to that came back, it's nasty. Even if I scrub my arms and clean with soap, oh, that's the second comment by the same guy. I have lived in houses with jab people, shared a hot drink once before finding this group, and had to get osteopathic care from somebody, folks, and never had this before. It's nasty even if I scrub my arms clean with soap. He's talking about his arms, not his underarms, so I don't honestly know what to make of that.
I'm assuming he's implying underarms.
You got to. So somebody responds to that. Okay, honest question. What do you all suspect is more likely to be causing the rotten egg smell in my arms? And the guy wrote back, my bet would be on number two with a jabbed masseuse. Okay, that's a gimme. You cannot have skin to skin with vaxxed opposites. The transmission is hard science. It's like your skin is a wet sponge and you're going to transfer right through it. Spike, mRNA, and we don't even know how many other things. There could be a lot. All right, go ahead with the next one.
All right, a couple replies here. Armpits? Me too. No matter what deodorant. I used to never smell. Now it smells bad. Original poster asks, when did it start? Can you link it to any likely cause, such as shedding or other chemical exposure? Answer, I don't know, but I've been noticing it for a good year. I think it's from being around the jabbed. And I actually responded to that. There is an explanation for this, what they call a COVID smell.
Mm-hmm.
The COVID smell, i.e. rotten eggs, is due to the derangements in the body's methylation cycle, which then impacts the sulfur cycle. Vitamin B12 is needed to fix the broken methylation cycle. So what's happening here is, the people are developing a smell because they're not processing sulfur. And it is from the degradation of vitamin B12. Vitamin B12 is needed to move the sulfur, well, they're carbon groups around the body, or methyl groups, rather. And when it's not working, you can get a buildup of these methyl groups and develop this very foul smell. So if somebody is developing that smell after being around the jab, you can pretty much bet that they are suffering the same pathology, whether it's spike protein poisoning or possibly the virus.
We just don't know how, honestly, I don't have any idea anyway, how prevalent, how common the whatever current variant is running around now.
It's out there. The virus now, the SARS-CoV-2 virus, because of what they've done, the way they've handled this, and I would say that it's been intentional, it's now endemic in the population.
It
will continue to evolve because people don't have adequate immune systems to extinguish it.
No, they don't. All right, let's see. We got shedding symptoms. We got two there. Smells. Let's do the smells here real quick.
Okay.
At the bottom of that group. All right. I am not vaxxed, and I could smell them. I can't even walk in our office because the smell is horrible. The three people who work in there are all triple vaxxed. I walk in, my allergies start acting up. My hairdresser now has that smell too. Last time I was there, I started with an allergy attack. Now I have to switch hairdressers again. And someone asks, or someone comments, personally, I don't smell them. What I feel is I instantly get burning in my eyes and throat like and a massive headache, like I'm coming down with a flu or something. I can feel it as soon as I walk up to somebody who is shedding. As soon as my eyes burn, that's my sign, and I leave. I walk away, or I leave the room. It takes 30 minutes to several hours for me to recover. Go ahead, number three.
Speaking about odors, did you notice that jabbed people also have a twisted sense of smell? Recently, I invited two jabbed people to smell some of my plants that have a very attractive smell for so many people, and they found they had a disgusting smell. A bat smell, for instance. Who knows what a bat smell is? Is it the smell or more? I just assume most are jabbed. I do smell them, but only the really stinky ones. Otherwise, I have to go by what they say when I put out a lure, and they respond with, oh yeah, I know what you mean. If they shush you down or look at you like you're weird, then you know they're jabbed. I'm very, very tired of it all.
The next comment, it's puzzling to me also. Sometimes I wonder if it's due to genes and genetics. And an answer to that, yeah, I agree. It boggles my mind, too. I can tell within 30 seconds if somebody is vaxxed. So can my husband. No idea why some of us feel it and are affected and some aren't. Although I do think those who can't sense it are being affected and just can't feel it. And there's a, I guess another one. Somebody said there's a possibility. Go ahead, finish this off.
My husband is two times jabbed. He smells like a strong, hideous laundry detergent. I use a natural one, Norex, which has no scent. His breath is so bad, I can be cooking a curry, and he's standing over 5 meters or more away from me, and I can still smell his breath.
20
he's
feet away, and she can smell his breath. Jeez.
Mm. He's tried chlorophyll daily, parsley tablets, and nothing gets rid of the smell. He's only 46 years old. Well, someone says to that, he needs to get rid of the heavy metals. I'm using chlorella spirulina and now looking into zeolite. The shots have bacterial plasmids that kill the gut biome, and I think that is where the bad breath is coming from. Also, turbo cancer is taking place in some with some shots. Yeah. Well, that foul breath, you know, with that description is, we've talked about this before. It's called foetor hepaticus, breath of the dead, and it's from... Well, basically, it's Latin for fetid liver. It's the liver is failing.
Mm-hmm.
It can be from portal hypertension or cirrhosis. It's not good. It's a very, very dire sign.
Could also be microclotting, could it not? And the beginning of
blood
and all that.
Yeah. Portal hypertension would you know, likely be the results of clots within the liver. But no, his liver is shutting down.
Right. Okay, we're running late. We have to wrap it up on that note. Thank all of you for being with us and caring enough to pay attention. You're not going to find out anything from the mainstream media. They don't even talk about shedding, ever. Not that I know of.
No.
All right. Thank you, young lady. Wonderful work.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Good night, everyone.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back with more in just a few minutes. Hang on.